Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello there and welcome to Living Life on the Max. I am so excited that you've tuned in to today's podcast because today is going to stretch you. It's going to challenge you, but it's also going to excite you. What I'm going to be talking to you today in this series on It's an Inside Job is guidance, not guesswork. Let me say that again. Guidance, not guesswork. You know, a couple of weeks ago when we first started on this series, we talked about Philippians 1:6, and it says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And I am sure of this. I am confident of this. I am without question and without doubt reassured of this thing, that God who started something in me, he's going to finish it." So we talked about being under construction. We talked about what that looks like. We talked about being made over. And last week, we talked about being under new management. Because it's one thing to be being built up. It's a whole nother thing to be managed. It's a whole nother thing to be led. And we kind of closed out with talking about acting like it, walking like it, sounding like someone who understands who they belong to, and who dwells on the inside of them. So that brings us to this week's lesson. As I'm talking about guidance, not guesswork, when we're talking about the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, we have to realize there are so many benefits. There are countless benefits to receiving the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus told his disciples, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." That he may abide with you forever. The Greek source word for comforter is parakletos, which means one who comes alongside you, one who strengthens you, one who encourages you, one who advises you. So he is saying to us, wait a minute, not only does the Holy Spirit live on the inside of you, you have access to his guidance. You have access to his strength. You have access to encouragement. You have access. So think about it like this. When you feel discouraged, when you feel confused, overwhelmed, when you feel weak, you have access to wisdom. You have access to compassion. You have access to a helper who not only will support you, but also will supply what you need. You have access to this. So then the question is, if we all have access to all of this, why is it that we try to do life alone? Why do you try to do life alone? Why do we guess when we can be guided? Why do we stay confused when we can get clarity? Why do we ask other people when we should be asking the Creator of all people? You know, why is it that we are okay with just guessing, just a hoping and a wishing and a wanting? Why are we okay with that instead of allowing the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us to guide us? You know, instead of struggling and trying to do this thing alone, we need to learn to lean on the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of us. We need to learn to trust in the power of the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of us. We need to be willing and humbled and smart enough to ask for help. When we're feeling depression coming on, when we're feeling anxiety knocking at the door, instead of opening it and letting it come in and having all access pass to your heart, to your mind, and to your life, how about ask for comfort? How about ask for wisdom on how to navigate through this thing, over this thing, or around this thing? You don't have to just accept what life throws at you. You don't have to just tolerate the way things are. You can be guided up out of that thing into a promised place, into a safe place, into a refuge place, into a place that's filled with provision if you allow yourself to be guided. Galatians 5:16, the Living Version says, "The Holy Spirit will tell you where to go and what to do, and then you won't always be doing the wrong things that your evil nature wants you to do." The Bible says that the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, that He will guide us, that He will tell us where to go. He will tell us what to do. He will instruct us on how to live a Spirit-led life. You can't do that in and of yourself. You can't. The battle between our spirit and our flesh is constant. I don't care how good your intentions are, your flesh cannot be kept in check by human thinking. You can't rationalize your flesh into doing what it needs to do. It's only the Spirit of God on the inside of you, leading your life, leading you in the ways of the Lord that will bring you out of where you are into that place that God says you can be. You know, guessing and testing the water, that is not God's way. That's not God's way. I know the world tells you just to do it. No, that is not God's way. The Holy Spirit is guidance. The Holy Spirit will direct you. It's guidance, not guesswork or test work. That should literally direct your lifestyle. You don't have to just keep wondering. You can get locked in on the source of assurance and clarity. And get answers. No, you know, the Bible is written clearly in black and white. There's no gray. But there are some things that come to our life that come to us with making decisions on things that we should do that we don't know. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. The Bible's part is clear, black and white. Those principles are without question the standard. But when it comes to the day-to-day decisions that you don't know how to walk out, you don't know how to talk out, you don't know how to live out, that's why you got the Holy Ghost. The question is, are you using Him? Are you tapping into all that He is? Are you tapping into all that He makes available to you? Or are you just spending your life guessing? Just wishing? Are you allowing the light of the Lord to lead you? When we talk about guidance, not guesswork, some very simple things that you need to do. Number one, you need to pray. And I'm not trying to sound super spiritual here, but you don't know what you need to do. And if you knew how to solve the problem that you had, my guess says is you wouldn't have the problem because that'd be called crazy. But you need to pray because you don't know which way to go. You didn't write the end of your story before there was a beginning, but God did. So you need to get still and tap into the one who has a perfect plan and a perfect will for your life. So often we spend so much of our time living in God's permissive will because we jumped out there and did what we thought we should do. We guessed on what we should do instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. So the first thing you need to do is pray. Second thing you need to do is press in. I'm not talking about just drop a prayer out there and then just go on about your business. How about press in? How about get into the Word? How about find out what the Word says about the situation that you're dealing with? How about find out what God says about that situation? When you look in the Bible, what scripture can you stand in? How about take your prayer to the next level and press in? And then as you press in, you need to position yourself. What do I mean? Get in a posture of submission. Get in a posture of humility. Get in a place of saying, God, your will, not my will. Your agenda, not my agenda. Your timing, not my timing. I know my thoughts aren't your thoughts and your ways are not my ways. But God, I'm going to get in this position of faith and trust and expectation of you guiding me to that thing you say is mine. And then after you position yourself, you need to prepare. You know, so often people think God's going to just come out the sky and do everything for you. No, there's a part for you to do. When He said it's finished at the cross, His part was finished, but that's where your part begins. What is it that He needs for you to do? What are the things that you need to do to prepare your heart, to prepare financially, to prepare your relationships, to prepare your life for this thing that you say is yours? To prepare for whatever this thing is that God is guiding you into. To prepare on how to let go the things He's guiding you away from. And then lastly, you need to praise. You need to praise. You need to rejoice knowing that God hadn't brought you this far to leave you. You've got to understand that that thing which He started in you, He's going to finish. You don't have to be living in a place of guessing. You can be guided. And praise God that He's ordering your steps. He's lighting up your dark places. He's letting you know which doors are for you. He's letting you know which opportunities have your name on it. So praise Him in expectation of Him guiding you to that prepared place. So often, we think it's taking so long because God is preparing the place. No, that's not it. God's already prepared the place. What's happening in the time and in the waiting is that He is preparing us. He's preparing you so you can be guided to that prepared place and he'll get the glory. You'll reflect who he is. Your character, his nature will be a part of the process. And when you get there and people want to know how you got there, who guided you there? How did you get there? You'll point to God and give him all the glory because you know it was him and the precious Holy Spirit leading you, providing you, comforting you, strengthening you, encouraging you, and directing you in the way that you should go, which is how you got there. It wasn't guesswork. It was guidance because you laid in and leaned on the Holy Spirit and he showed you exactly what you needed to do, when you needed to do it, and how to go about the process. How to go about the process. We're going to continue our discussion next week on this series called Inside Job, and we're going to be talking about choices, because whether you want to believe it or not, your choices have consequences, good and bad. Your choices, the outcomes, the objectives, the results, they all matter. So until we connect again on next week, God bless you and do you to the max.